The Bridge by Brian Biswas. Night was beginning to fall as I started across the bridge. My journey had been unsuccessful. I wish now only to be home. My hands in my pockets, my lantern slung over my shoulder, I moved quickly ahead. I was long overdue, and my wife was surely worried. Even from the start, she'd expressed grave misgivings about my venture. I was nearly halfway across when I thought I heard a cry rise up from the water below. I drew close to the edge and peered into the gathering darkness, but saw nothing. Only the nighttime playing tricks, or so I thought. I shrugged and continued onward. But I'd traveled no more than a few paces when the sound came again, unmistakable this time, a low, shivering moan. I crossed to the other side, and standing on tiptoe, I put my hands on the railing and peered into the water below. The moonbeams danced upon the effluent river, but I saw nothing portending imminent danger, only pieces of flotsam which bobbed restlessly about. I was turning to go when, suddenly, unexpectedly, I saw what I wish now I never, never had seen. It was a body. Floating on the water, floating serenely on the water. Face downwards, it made no movement. It was not real. I repeat, it was not real. But to me, it was real. And possessed by a flight of fancy, I pulled off my clothes and dove into the water, my arms opened wide so as to snatch up this poor victim the water had claimed. "Hang on," I cried as I dove through the air. But when I reached the spot from where the sounds had come, there was no one there, no one to save. At first I felt a sense of relief, realizing no one had drowned, but that feeling, which can only be described as ludicrous in nature, gave way to one of abject horror as I realized the full extent of my foolishness. Look what had happened to me. The icy water caressed my face and I shivered uncontrollably. The river, which I estimated at some 50 yards wide, flowed sluggishly, as it appeared to do from the shore, no deception there, and I was able to tread water with ease. The moon, shining over all, bathed me in a soft, pale luminescence. Wavelets swirled around me, molding me, caressing me, and always the river's undercurrent tugged gently at my heels. I tried to swim to shore, but the waters, bewitched, held me fast. I could only float with the current, which, though perceptible, seemed to carry me nowhere. At one point I was certain I heard the laughing sounds of several travelers, drunk with their revelry, as they crossed the bridge, and I cried out repeatedly, my voice firm, urgent, but they paid me no heed. Helpless and alone, unable even to struggle, I resigned myself to the inevitable. I was doomed. With only my lantern to guide me, I sank slowly into the depths.